Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. We are extremely grateful to Allah, Allah's extreme grace, Allah's mercy, blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us on this azim, great, very great month. Allah ta'ala entered us into this month. And in a beautiful way, Allah ta'ala is allowing us to pass the time through this month and utilize this month. This is all His extreme fadl, His karam, His grace, His blessings. In this month of Ramadan, the way I see it and the way I look at it and the way I'm thinking, what we should think that this month Allah has given to us, what qualities are present in this month? What messages are present in this month of Ramadan? Because until a person inside him, if he before any action doesn't have fikr, concern, then that amal will not give him the right benefit. Remember this. Remember this. One amal which is implemented without fikr, without concern, without, what does fikr mean? That with regards to that amal thinking, Allah has given me this practice, this certain worship, how great it is, what are the qualities, what are the inbuilt characteristics of this ibadah I'm doing. So when a person does this, then that individual gets a lot of benefit when he practices the amal. So this is such a great month that if we don't think that what rewards Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us, assigned to us, and وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, Allah says, Allah has praised this fact here that His servants, when they get this quality that He does fikr, He analyzes, He ponders, He reflects. Pondering and reflecting, to do fikr of something, to think, that Allah, You've given me this month, what is contained in this month? Obviously, we do have fikr, concept, we get salah, pray salah. Oh, I just pray salah. Quickly do wudu, do sajda and pray salah. But with regards to salah, if a person thinks that every action, every part of salah is very azim and great, that a person gets real satisfaction from that. But because we have not done this anymore, we don't have fikr, we just think, oh, let me just pray salah. Let me just do this action, or I'll get thawab at the end of it. That's it, end of story. Allah Kareem, inshallah, He'll give us the practice. We've done this amal. But if we do not ponder and reflect, then it decreases the intensity and the importance of the amal in the eyes of a person. Whenever he does anything good, a good deed, its greatness, its glory, if a person reflects and ponders, then he increases the level of the amal. It's not for a small reason Allah has given us amal, Allah has given us a hukam, that do this amal. So this is Ramadan. And in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has instilled such beautiful features, characteristics, and then if a person realizes what they are, then he does dua, that he makes effort to try and attain the maximum from that. So what is it? What's the great thing that we see in Ramadan that we are aware it's present, that Ramadan gives to a person? It's the platform of the deen. Rather, deen is made from this platform. Deen is made and akhirah is made from this platform. Allah's rada is attained via this amal. Abdullah bin Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah, you'll be aware of him. He was a faqih, he was a muhaddith and a friend of Allah. He was pious and abid. And he, at the time of Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah, he lived. And he was a ghulam. But in the eyes of Allah, it doesn't matter. Allah doesn't look at what status does he have, what's his background. He was the son of a slave. He was a ghulam himself. He was the son of a ghulam. But in fuyuz and barakat, he was like a king. He was like the king. The status of a human being, when it increases, is due to Allah Ta'ala's connection. It's not due to the dunya, he's this, and this is his status, this is his title, this is what he does. This is not what causes a person. It doesn't matter how poor a person is. It doesn't matter what tribe he's from, what clan he's from. If the connection is there with Allah, then that is what will elevate the person. Remember, if you want to be great, don't look at secondary things in the dunya. If You want to be great and recognized, then strengthen your connection with Allah. Automatically Allah will elevate you to the highest. So in the sight of Allah, a person becomes elevated. Who doesn't want to be a person of respect, etc.? Who doesn't want these things? Because the Prophet ﷺ said that respect is a great thing. So this is a great path to become Allah Ta'ala's, and Allah will become yours. That's it. So he was from a slave family, and a very famous statement of his that the pious elders have presented. But he hadn't studied the ilm, but he did amal. He didn't just study, he didn't just have the ilm, but he did amal as well on this knowledge. So due to the amal, the fikr came into him, the concern came into him, and he became a great personality. This person becomes Noor, is called Noor ala Noor, when a person has ilm, and on top of that he has fikr and concern as well. When with knowledge you have fikr, that's why an alim's amal is greater than a non-alim, because the alim, the scholar's status becomes elevated if he has that fikr and concern. That with the ilm, I do amal and fikr and concern, then his amal, doesn't matter how another person who's a non-scholar, but the alim becomes higher. But they don't do it. They're just satisfied with their knowledge. So Allah Ta'ala stated, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ Allah says. So it's those people, he was such an alim, he had practice, he had fikr, he had concern, he reflected, and he spoke everything. The pious elders, they speak in the light, the shadow of the hadith, and then they say it in their own words. So his statement, beautiful statement, Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, he said that in the human being, if two emotions are developed, listen to what he said. Yes, we need to develop this within us. We are sat here to learn this. He said two conditions, if they are developed within a person, then those two conditions, due to that, the human being, his two paths become very strong. They become very strong, that they become the strongest. And what are those two paths? The saving himself from Jahannam and to go into paradise. So then he becomes totally successful. So two conditions, two passions that we need to develop, qualities. And then those two paths become very strong. To be saved from Jahannam, alhamdulillah, and the path through Jannah will become strong. Then what else is there left? That's it, he's successful after that. So what are the two conditions, the feelings, the emotions that we need to develop? They are khawf and rija. Khawf and hope. Subhanallah. What a fantastic point. He said that if a person has these two things within him, if they come into his heart, he has khawf of Allah and he also has hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good feelings. Then when he has these two things, then alhamdulillah, he has two beautiful conditions within him. He'll have khawf. And the sign of khawf is what? For example, if I say that I'm afraid of Allah, I have fear of Allah, I've got a lot of fear. It's not by saying, there's a sign physically, practically, there's a sign. The person who says khawf, even if he's crying, he says, I'm afraid of Allah. No. If you cannot see the sign, which in reality is the sign of khawf, then you cannot succeed. What's the sign of khawf? It should be visible, apparent. For example, I can claim I am afraid of Allah, I have fear of Allah. You can say it, everybody can say it. Yes, and it could be that you have that. It could be he's crying, he's praying salah, hosting salah, leading salah, he's crying. This is not khawf. This is not the definition. This is the emotion of khawf. Everything has a dalil. What's the dalil? A person to khawf, fear of Allah. This is what we call fikr, tafakkur. Look how the friends of Allah, how they extract the real meaning. So what is the sign of a person who has khawf, fear of Allah? A person who has khawf, fear of Allah, then definitely he'll have one thing inside him, within his life. And what is that? That khawf, if a person has khawf, then he will definitely save himself from disobeying Allah. Whether he's on his own, around people, are there or not there, outside, wherever he is, whatever condition, he's in isolation, on his own, somebody's looking at him, there's nobody looking at him, there's nobody asking him, nobody to grab him, nobody to question him, but he'll say no. There's nobody but my Mawla is here, isn't it? So I will not do this action. Doesn't matter how big the greed of the world, attraction of something in the world, but he will never, never sell his soul in the comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order. Whenever a person has this feeling and emotion, then definitely the real khawf of Allah has come into that person. This is the khawf, this is the fear that will take a person close to Allah due to his amal. A person, as more his khawf increases, the more his amal will increase and increase. And his darajat, his status will increase and he'll get stronger and better. And Allah's ahkams, orders, he will proceed and advance so much that you cannot imagine that how did I do this action? That how did I make so much effort? How comes I work so hard? All night long, how did I do ibadah? How much the Quran, tilawat, how comes I did this so much? This amal, this practice, how much effort did I make? How did I do this? Do you understand what I'm saying? So what is this? This is what enables this, what passion is there underlying this? The khawf, the passion of khawf. When a person is not doing this, he's disobedient, he's looking for a lot of excuses, people like us. We disobey, oh, I can't do this, I was forced not to do it, oh, I'm afraid of Allah, I tried not to do this, I have a lot of fear of Allah, but I did this by force, so I couldn't help it. And then he looks for excuses and he spends his time in excuses. In reality, inside him, he doesn't have the fear of Allah, doesn't have the khawf of Allah. He didn't develop the khawf, he didn't strengthen the khawf, he didn't work hard on the khawf. Otherwise, the level of khawf, Allah Ta'ala says, how a person feels that and experiences that. So this is one fact. That person, what should he develop within him? Khawf of Allah. The person who doesn't have khawf, definitely he'll be disobedient. When a person is disobedient, he disobeys Allah, he sins, he breaks the orders of Allah, the first sign you will see, he says, oh, the khawf of Allah has come out of me, I'm without khawf, without fear. Today, that I am without fear of Allah, then tomorrow I'll have no fear of my parents, no fear of my ustad, I'll lie to my sheikh, I won't respect him. Haya, the shame, the modesty disappears. Haya ends. The veil drops. That how can I do this action in front of my sheikh? With which face shall I do this amal? But his nafs forces him, and then he implements the amal, that he, the reason being, because he doesn't have real khawf inside him. He doesn't have real khawf inside him. He has dirty actions he implements that he looks back, he becomes used to it. Yes, the haya ends, the modesty ends, the shame ends. This is the sign of what? That me, I'm doing dirty actions, impure actions, I'm doing sinful actions, all of this I'm doing. In reality, I don't have the khawf, that I don't know. If I had khawf, if I had fear, then I wouldn't do these actions. Is this not the case? Now, so what do we have, what we worrying about now, what are we pondering on, reflecting on? Ramadan. Yes? And Ramadan, is it giving us this khawf? Think about it. Is Ramadan giving us khawf? Totally, is it giving us khawf? Say subhanAllah, it is. It is. Totally, it's giving us khawf. It's making us practice khawf. Have we thought about this? Do you understand what I'm saying? Look, totally, 100%, Ramadan is making us practice bringing in, developing khawf. Tell me, when we keep the fast, during the fast, Allah Ta'ala has made us leave the halal things, the permissible things we've been told to leave. So sometimes you must be on your own at home. Your wife's there sometimes. Shahwat come, the passions. Touch her, will you? No, you will not extend the hand. Why? For which reason? What is stopping you, preventing you? That khawf has developed due to Ramadan. SubhanAllah. Ramadan has developed and it's still the khawf. You won't do the action at that time. Even if that person gives dawah invitations, they know for the sake of Allah, I'm in the state of fast, I cannot do this action. No, the sinful, most sinful person, most disobedient and disobedient person, when he keeps the fast, he comes into that position that khawf, daraja, status goes so high, overwhelms him, that he doesn't commit the wrong during the fast. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. What a great condition that Ramadan is developing inside the human being. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Great condition. And the gift, the treasure that Ramadan is given to the human being. So then Ramadan 30 days makes us practice this. Allah Ta'ala makes His servant practice this for 30 days. Now you can't do this on your own. Because in this month, due to the barakah of this month, as I said to you, this is a month of barakah. This is the barakah of Ramadan. Subhanallah. These are the barakat, the blessings of Ramadan, that how it transforms the human being. You, me, I can give you the example of children, 7 years old, 9 years old. Child, he keeps the fast. And he says, break the fast, you can break. He says, no, I don't want to break the fast. Why? Who is he afraid of? Same child, young child, who is he afraid of? The child. So Irfan and Marifah, the destination of Allah's Irfan and Nainis, he gets to that Nainis of Allah, the Wali Allah. Just like the Wali Allah, he's afraid. He is a high elevated status, he has Marifah. Same way the child is afraid. There are no mujahida, no manzil, no special asbaq or lessons that the child, no dhikr that he's done. But 7 year old child, when in due to Ramadan he keeps the fast, Allah gives him the maqam that the great awliya Allah have attained. That is the rank that Allah Ta'ala gives to that child. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So we should think like this, that the emotion due to Ramadan that I've developed, that yaar, I have started to leave all the sins. What's the factor behind this? Immediately the answer will come, that servant, you've started to fear Allah, your Lord. Before Ramadan, you had no fear. You had no fear. You didn't have khawf. You didn't have the aql, the understanding. You made yourself to be so big, you used to lie to people. And whenever you got an opportunity, you used to break the rules. You used to break the rules, didn't you? But now in Ramadan, you become so obedient, that same eye that used to look around and commit the sins, that eye tries to look, but you try and force it to look down. Why? I've got a fast. I don't want to look with the evil eye. It's not the fast in reality, it's the khawf of Allah that's making you do this. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What a beautiful thing Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So, did we know this before? No. وَيَتَّفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When you do fikr, when you ponder, then where does the fikr take you? To which end point? So now you'll get satisfaction and peace from the fast. So when don't put your hand towards this, you'll stop, you'll cease, and you'll think twice. Say, no, yaar, even on your own, you'll be, no, I can't do this sin. This is a sin. I can't do this. Chori yaar. Oh, phone. You start to pick up the phone and do wrong. The sins are close to you. The screen. By Allah. When a person commits the sin, he feels regret, remorse. And this is the second emotion. If by chance, the nafs overwhelms you, because there's no shaitan Ramadan. If the nafs overwhelms you, overpowers you, and he forces you, and you commit a little bit of a mistake, then in that you'll have so much remorse and regret and shame, that recognition of the shame and the remorse and regret is so high, that due to that regret, Allah forgives that person. Forgives that person. Subhanallah. Because regret and remorse will come into that person who has got khawf. So this is the next topic that we'll start now. So if you have fikr, concern, look, so many points come into my mind, Allah Ta'ala instills into my mind. Allah instills. So may Allah Ta'ala give us barakah in our thinking. If it comes into me, then you'll get benefit as well, won't you? If, for example, whatever comes into my mind and heart, then if I share that with you, so for amal and ilm, do dua for me. Will you do dua in Ramadan? Please do this dua for me in Ramadan, that this man who speaks, Allah elevate his knowledge, and Allah elevate his amal also, in his fikr, in his thinking, in his pondering, in his reflect, so that the concerns that come from his mind and the words that come out of his mind, he can deliver them to us, share to us, and feed us. So, second point here is that regret and remorse is also a great emotion, that the sinful person also becomes high in status. The sin also becomes him a great, makes him to become a great wali of Allah. Why? Because after sinning, when he cries, Allah, how did I do this sin? Oh Allah, I've done wrong. And he's beating himself and he's regretting and he's rubbing himself in the dirt. He's crying. How did I do this in Ramadan, in the state of fasting? A sinful person. How did I drink water, yaar? What did I do here? Oh, I'm so distressed and upset. The regret, the shame, they become so ashamed that he goes to an alim, a scholar, to Mufti Sahib. Tell me, I committed this sin. How can I compensate for this? What will happen to me? What do I do? He seeks a way out, a solution. Before that, before Ramadan, openly, flagrantly, he used to commit sins with the phone. He had no regret. But in Ramadan, it's awakened his soul. He regrets more remorse. He's more elevated at that time. More elevated at that time. Firstly, he won't commit this sin due to khawf. If due to khawf he commits it, then he gets more khawf and Allah elevates his status even more at that time. Subhanallah. After sinning, may Allah Ta'ala give us khawf and fear. Ameen. So who's giving this to us? Who's given us these emotions, conditions? Ramadan is giving us this. This is the barakah of Ramadan. This is the blessing. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. So when khawf comes into us during Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, then according to the statement of Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi, then his path has become strong and that path will deliver him to paradise. That's why it's written that the fasting person in Akhirah, he'll get paradise. Why? Because he has khawf inside him. Fear. Due to fear, he stops himself, ceases, stops, he recognizes Allah. This is called ma'rifah. Nearness to Allah, recognizing Allah. Ma'rifah. Irfan. You understand this point? One point. Second point was what? The second thing that's developed in Ramadan. Rija. Hope. So one was fear. Second is hope. Subhanallah. So khawf takes a person to such a high status that alongside and parallel, he has the hope. What's the sign? So I told you the sign of fear. What was the sign of fear? That he won't commit the sins because he's got khawf. Yes, he's crying and dramas and he's got so many sins. So what does he do? He has no fear. We realize that the person doesn't have fear. So two things. You see the fake person and the genuine person. The fake and the genuine is everywhere. But there's a way of finding out that there's a sign of recognizing a person who's fake and genuine. Shall I tell you the way? The very simple way of seeing if someone's genuine, if he's fake. The fakir will tell you the honest, the truth. The fakir will tell you the difference between the fake and the genuine. So you can see the true sheikh and the false sheikh. So if I say to you the true sheikh and the fake sheikh, the true honey and the fake honey. Very simple way. Take a piece of paper. Yeah? Take the piece of paper and on that put the honey. Okay? Just put a drop of honey on the paper. Yeah? Everything, there's a way, a tariqah of recognizing. Remember this? So put the drop of honey on the paper. After doing that, when that they absorbs into the paper, then see the paper underneath it. Is there some softness? Is there wetness? If there's wetness, if you can't see, if it's dry, then consider that this is proper honey, genuine honey. Today, okay, I told you the secret. Subhanallah. Yeah, you eat honey, isn't it? Yeah, so now you'll realize, is it true honey or fake honey that you're eating? Genuine honey or fake honey? Subhanallah. You can realize there's a way, a method always of seeing if something is genuine or fake. So, rajah for hope, just like the sign of fear is that leaving the sin. So what's the sign of hope in Allah? Where there's hope, there's a fantastic, the hope saves you from the sins, and hope, what does it do? Subhanallah. Hope in Allah, it will make you, enable you to do more deeds, more amal, ziyada amal, excess amal. When an insan, when he's doing more, he's doing it on the basis of hope. For example, I'll give you the example of the dunya. You are working in a factory, yeah, in a factory, manufacturing organization. After 4 hours, you work for 8 hours. On which hope are you doing this? That instead of 4, 8, I'm going to get more payment. You work more, isn't it? Say subhanallah. Yes, you understand the example now? Dunya example. That time you'll do it, that time when you have a hope that I'll get paid more. If you know you're going to get paid more, you do more work. That, for example, I'm praying salah. Why don't do nafal on top of this namaz? Nafal. Extra. Voluntary. I prayed Fajr. I should start the Hajjud as well. The more you have hope in Allah, the more hope in Allah, Allah will give me more. The hope will make you go towards increasing your amal. So your amal will increase because you know Allah Ta'ala will give you more results, more rewards. So those people who don't have hope in Allah, they'll never do amal. They're liars. Oh, I have hope in Allah. Allah is merciful. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. This is all drama, fake. The person in whose heart, who has this, developed this sense, reality, hakikat, and the hope in his heart, Allah's rahmah, then Allah's rahmah, he has hope in Allah's rahmah and mercy, Allah's karam and grace, then he doesn't sit down cross-legged and giving up, Allah is kareem, and he commits sins on top of that, astaghfirullah. People do this. I'll tell you today the big difference between those people. Those people commit sins and say, Allah is ghafoor raheem, Allah will give me his mercy, and he's given the false way, that base, that platform, that I'll commit the sins. Because Allah will forgive. Allah is merciful. This is the reality. The person who has yaqeen that Allah is forgiving, merciful, that is the true person who does deeds. He doesn't sit down there, give up and says, all sin. Say, subhanallah, subhanallah. So a person, if you see him, that he's waking up to tahajjud and he's praying nawafil salah, and after faraid, he's running after nawafil, the extra deeds. A most adheem path he has taken. The person who has the most hope, then he's got the highest path. And he seeks the most actions. I do this action. He's looking for actions. Because I'll get more rewards. Just like a person running his shop. Business is hope. That I keep on running the shop. Get more customers. Make more money. Count the money. So he does market research. Shall I get this stock? And sell these shoes, these brands. Buy from this warehouse. Buy from this supplier. He has hope. I'll put more stock. Buy more stock. More good brands. I'll get more turnover. Say subhanallah. The business man, he'll understand this example I'm giving. He'll understand in a very good way this example I'm giving. The businessman. Yes, that tajalli, he has experienced more stock, buy different stock, different brands, more stock, more turnover, more sale, more profit, my profit will increase. Same way, the person who is hoping the akhirah, desperate for earning the akhirah, he wakes up to tahajjud, he prays this salah, does this action, this amal, sadaqah, charity, everything, because they have hope in Allah, it's increased, the more I do, more Allah will give to me, more Allah will give to me. Yes, he doesn't sit down cross-legged. Oh, I've got hope in Allah, but I don't need to do nothing. I'm asking from Allah. These are thieves, lying or fake. Just like the honey, when you put it on the paper, see, does it absorb, go through? Then you'll see the understanding. So, subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, the person who has hope, this is the sign. He doesn't sit down and give up. And he runs after amal, runs after amal. So, these are the two conditions who developed in his life. Khawf is developed, he'll be saved from the sins. And the path to Jahannam is cut. And when he develops hope in Allah, then his path is solid, robust, his darajat are elevated, and he's gone onto the path of going into paradise. Subhanallah. So, now, are we in Ramadan? So, I told you about khawf, that you don't do the sins. And now you see hope. The sign for hope, yes, we see it open, playing field. You're hungry, thirsty, you're working, there's difficulty, but you got the fast. From what point? Because you have hope when we break the fast, Allah will forgive us. Alhamdulillah. Say so loudly, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Both things have come into the fast now, haven't they? Yes. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When we have fikr and concern, we ponder of the fast, reflect, why am I doing this? Beautiful factors of Ramadan come to your life. And Allah Ta'ala says, I'm just giving you one fast. On that one fast, if you give your life such a great action, Allah says, no, I am Kareem, Rahim, go, Ummat-e Rasool. I give you 30 days, do this action, 30 days, subhanAllah. Open playing field. Today you're lazy, tomorrow you get another chance. 30 days you'll become solid and robust. And you'll have the hope. Then on a great way you will come out the other side of Ramadan with a great hope in Allah. Because umid, hope, increases your status. And what status will you attain? Which daraja, level, rank? If I do this, I'll get this reward. If I do this, you do this, don't you? More. This same amal, tell me that in Ramadan you do ibadah. In other months, do you do it? So what enables you to do ibadah? It's hope of Allah that drives you. Let me do this. So the insan, the human being, when his umid and hope increases, then he'll increase and continue. Let me do this action. What's the sign of that person? The sign is that person who does the best of actions. So I'll tell you the best amal, he will do the best deeds. After 30 days, continuously, he'll continue to do that. The person who works hard, he'll have yaqeen and hope in Allah. Shall I tell you the sign of that person? Subhanallah. In Ramadan, he will not leave Ramadan without the sunnate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he doesn't have imamah, he'll wear the imamah. If he didn't have the beard, he'll keep the beard. If she didn't wear the burqa, she'll wear the burqa. These are the signs of the successful mu'min who has developed the hope in during Ramadan to the high stage, that person will continue. Otherwise, the person will be the same. He has no hope, didn't try. If that person had hope, that person would progress, advance, increase. Man habba sunnati fa man habbani. The Rasulullah said, my sunnah, the love of my sunnah is the greatest. Rasulullah said, if you love me, then I will love you. And will he not then arrive to the station of my sunnah and practice my sunnah? That person who stopped, who put the brakes on after 30 days, he's not practicing the sunnah, who's not adopted the sunnah, not changed his face, not changed his body, not changed his attire, his libas, his dress code. And their face, their head was bare, wearing the topi. If he's wearing a topi, he's not wearing an imamah now. The highest stage of covering the head, if he doesn't leave the Ramadan with the crown of the imamah, then consider if the person does do that, then he's got the hope in his life. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Ramadan also gives another message. وَيَتَّفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Another point is coming to my mind. MashaAllah, you can also try on this. Will you not try? SubhanAllah. So Ramadan, MashaAllah, has explained these points to us. Ramadan, we need to question you, O Ramadan, that how do we attain this, what you've just taught us, subhanAllah? What's the path to attain these both things so I can develop both of these factors? Permanent, I want to make myself. Ramadan, you are here today, your barakah is here. Due to barakah, after 30 days you'll go, then what will I do then? What will I do then, O Ramadan? Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Then I'll tell you an event of yesterday, then you'll understand. I'll tell you right now, Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi, وَيَتَّفَكَّرُونَ. Because he did fikr, concern, and the points keep coming out of my mind, subhanAllah.
The good majlis after Asr, mashallah, barakah of Ramadan, barakah comes in this majlis. Yes, we're very tired, I'm tired, you're tired, everyone's tired, we're down, I'm always down anyway, but alhamdulillah, the energy is there. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do amal on these factors. You listening to what I'm saying or you don't listen to what I'm saying? Keep reading, listening, okay? Keep reading and listening. So, Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, great wali Allah, pious servant, great wali in the history of Islam. So now, I will share with you from a kafir, from a person, he was in, you could say there was a debate. And he was staunch on his yaqeen and his belief, and Hazrat Malik bin Dinar was strong, and shaitan had made him strong. The person who was not a believer, that you will get everything from it. But shaitan makes his client strong. So, and he was without iman, and Abdullah Malik bin Dinar, his maqam was high. So he challenged him that your Rabb is he honest? He said, yes, my Rabb is the truth. And he said, my idol is the truth. He said, okay, let's make the decision now. He said, okay, fine. Malik bin Dinar said, let's make the decision now. Let's see who's right. You believe in your but, you name your but idol, and I will name my Lord. Let's make the fire, and we'll put a hand into the fire. Whoever's hand is not burnt, his Rabb is truth. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. This is the yaqeen you should have in the name of Allah. When you have a competition, don't be afraid. Is the sunnah right or are you right? Even if the whole world's against you, but stand firm and say the sunnah is correct. I will not leave the sunnah. Doesn't matter what happens. 30, 40 men against you, you're on your own in the form of the sunnah. They're laughing at you, joking. Oh, he's what, imama, dhoti. Oh, she's wearing a burqa, she's covered herself. Allah says that you are laughing against my women and my niqabs and covering the face. Allah says, I'll make the whole world make the niqab now. Subhanallah. One woman, she must have said, oh, I've had enough. Due to which she was being mocked and pestered in this dunya. Look at the amount of women were laughed at and joked at. This niqab was mocked at in this country. This country. How much hate there was. Nafrat. These same women, they used to mock. And Allah Akbar, Allah has put everyone into covering the face. Men and women are the same, cover the face. This is Allah's glory and power. So yaqeen, a person should have so much. Malik bin Dinar, like him, he said that when you consider something haq truth, be firm, I'm stood here. Even if I'm my own, the whole world is against me, I'll do this amal. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah. I will not leave this. Never. Make this your standard. Oh, we'll do this to you, we'll do this to you, we'll turf you out of the masjid. Turf me out of the masjid. Take me out of one masjid, we'll go to the other masjid. I'll go to the other, I'll go to the third masjid. Subhanallah. The third masjid, we'll go to the fourth masjid if not. Yes, look here, Allah Ta'ala has given us another masjid. Say Subhanallah. Allah has given us another masjid. Yes, by forcing, I was late. By Dhuhr time, I was late. It was yesterday, I think. I think it was yesterday. Due to reason, I couldn't arrive to Zakariya Masjid for Dhuhr. So I was upset. What shall I do? Late. Can't arrive. I said, where shall I go? I couldn't understand. Jamaat, namaz. Where will I pray salah? So here, thinking the time was passing quickly, fast. Allah Ta'ala instilled through in my mind, Ashrafiyah Masjid. I'd never went there before. That Ashrafiyah Masjid, maybe I can go there and get the Jamaat. I said, okay, I'll make an effort. I started going there quickly to Salah. And due to a jaiz reason, a permissible reason, I was late. Not due to Ibadah, due to the service of a makhluk, the servant of Allah, a human being, due to his khidmat, I got late for Salah. Allahu Akbar. I was serving him, helping him, assisting him. It was very essential. He was upset, distressed. A human being, he was upset, broken hearted. So during speaking to him, obviously the time passed, my namaz got late. Then I didn't complain, astaghfirullah, that I missed the salah. But me, the hope that Allah Ta'ala, due to you, Allah, I was doing something, work of your deen, give me the path, take me to salah. So at that time I got there, alhamdulillah, I was thinking then that maybe I've lost salah and I've missed our pray sunnah after, etc. Subhanallah, I got there on time. I got the time. It was 2 p.m. salah there. Subhanallah. Allah gave the solution. So I said, okay, the Ashrafiyah Masjid, I've heard the name. It's a new masjid, beautiful masjid, I've heard. So I'll do the ziyarah of the masjid as well. How beautiful it's made and nice. So I was happy when I saw the masjid, when I arrived there. I saw this, that masjid, and I saw that there's a big event of that masjid as well, incident. And Masjid Ashrafiyah, when I entered into the masjid, it looked nice, I felt nice. You must have seen a beautiful masjid that's been made, beautiful, elegant. But in this masjid, 30, 35 years I'd seen this place. That's also Ajib Tariq, I'd seen this masjid in a unique way. We were passing here in the night time and many of you weren't even born at that time. With me, you weren't even attached. Jamaat was with me. We were wandering around for dhikr, cold time, winter time, darkness. And we passed that locality of Bolton. And I said to the colleagues, Isha Namaz, there must be a masjid. We'll pray Salah here, I said. So we were passing by, and maybe from that street, they said, I can see a masjid, there's a masjid here. And 35 years ago, inside the masjid, after sitting down at this maraqba, I'm thinking that this masjid, I've come here before. Allah Ta'ala's, Allah Waliz of Allah, they give us this learning. So this is yesterday, and I was thinking that this place, that same masjid, what's it become now? Remember that event now, that incident with my jamaat that was with me. Those brothers, maybe some of them have passed away. Their souls have departed. So that time, this was a masjid, we arrived here. I don't know what masjid, Masjid al-Ashrafiyya, they said. It was an old masjid, the oldest masjid from all. I'm not a person who lives in Bolton, but you know this from history. So at that time we prayed Isha. My habit was to do dhikr after Isha. So I give the example, the haq, never be ashamed of the haq. Never be embarrassed. I didn't know if they like it or not. What's the environment here? What mentality, mindset? I don't know. I have requested them that we do dhikr after Isha. Do we have permission after Isha to do dhikr? They were happy. 35 years ago, they said, yes, do dhikr, we'll sit also with you, alhamdulillah. They were also people, ahle dil, mashallah, they would have taught, learned dhikr. So we did good maraqba that time. And after maraqba, I said to my colleagues that I felt so content, satisfied in this locality, I feel like doing more maraqba here. Alhamdulillah, we did so much maraqba, now so much maraqba is being done in this locality, maybe that dua, we sat that time in the masjid, that's being accepted now. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Oh, people of Bolton, look how the things develop over time. Allah Ta'ala made us pass by here. So now what happened? So yesterday I'm thinking that, subhanallah, this masjid, we've come here. First and foremost, I did dhikr here in this masjid. The people of here were included in the masjid so many decades ago. So the dil, my heart said, aha, how good it be to do dhikr here? How nice is dhikr? Okay, end of story. We prayed Salah, left here. And I sat down, and he said with me that as soon as you left, the Imam Sahib came to me and the administration people came in. They said that here, Hazrat came here. Please tell him that please come here and host dhikr here also. Do a majlis here. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. I said subhanallah. The 2 plus 2, mashallah, we got double multiplied. Allah's karam and mercy. Subhanallah, masjid's open, new masjid construction. I didn't feel like coming here because obviously you know how the kamal, the achievement of dhikr. Today, we are considered the most foolish and backward people, those who do dhikr, that we have to run around afraid asking people and ask, can we do dhikr? If you ask, can I do this? Yes, do this. Can we give a speech? Yes, give dhikr. Can we do tafsir? Yes, do tafsir. Can I give hadith beyond everything? You'll get jaza, permission for everything. Can we do dhikr here? Do majlis? Oh, get out, you backward people, get away. What zikr you want to bidah, innovation, get away from it. We don't need zikr, we don't need, no need for it. Isn't this the case? Tell me the honest truth. Yes, don't you get told to get out? But imagine, subhanallah, our deen's hal today. When someone, what does the Quran say? That make your masjids full abad with zikr. And warning that, how dare you never stop doing zikr in the masjid. Otherwise I'll remove those masjids from the face. Just the sketch. And that the imprint is left, otherwise the noor is never there. It's just like a skeleton. So I, subhanAllah, I hesitated. I said, I don't want that, we lose even praying here then. That Allah Ta'ala instilled in their hearts to go and request them to do dhikr. I was thirsty before. I said, yes, we'll host dhikr definitely. Should we start in Ramadan? SubhanAllah. So why do you talk about after? Inshallah, on Wednesday we'll do dhikr there. On Wednesday, all you people, subhanAllah, on Wednesday after Asr, we'll do dhikr there in that masjid. So I told you the event from before, then you got more certificate. وَيَتَّفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Everything, think, ponder, reflect, you get the taste after. SubhanAllah. So what was I saying to you before? Yes. The question arises that Ramadan's passing. What should we do after Ramadan? Then from this event you'll understand that after Ramadan as well, you'll get both things, the fear and the hope, both in parallel. Same feeling of Ramadan, the rest of your life you'll have it. How? So when there was that debate, Malik bin Dinar and that person, he said, okay, put your hand in the fire. Whoever's hand doesn't get burnt, they will see whose Rabb is truth. And he, the kafir, he was strong. But shaitan makes his client strong. Even the sinful person becomes staunch and solid. The sin, the wrong makes him strong. He said, okay, I'll put my hand in the fire as well. You put your hand in the fire as well. He said, come. They put the fire, they set the fire alight. When they put their hands in the fire, then both hands are protected. The friend of Allah's hand didn't burn, and his hand didn't burn. The Malik bin Dinar, he stayed silent. Both hands came out unburnt, unmarked. Then that's ajeeb, weird situation. Allah Ta'ala knows the hal of the heart. He knew that my beloved servant is upset now. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. He cannot complain. He cannot challenge to his Allah. But he didn't understand the hikmah of his Rabb at that time. He couldn't complain. He couldn't have doubt. He didn't lose. But he couldn't understand my hikmah, Allah said. He couldn't understand my hikmah. Allah knows best. And Allah's Rasul knows best. This was the kalama on whose tongues? The Sahaba Ikram. Allah and his Rasul know best. This is what they said, didn't they? So who understands the hikmah of Allah? He was a wali Allah hikmah. He stopped on the hikmah. And he said, let me open the door of this hikmah. Allah says, because I know best. Hakim is me and my friend. And let me cool down the heart of my friend. So Allah said, Malik, don't be upset. Your hand is saved and his hand saved as well. Subhanallah. Oh, my beloved servant, his hand saved for this moment because your hand was in that fire due to your barakah. Say, Subhanallah. Tell him now, I won't put my hand in. Now you put your hand in and see, does your hand get burnt or not? Masla became clear. Clear. That one moment in the company of the Wali Allah, one moment in the Wali Allah's company, when a person sits, is greater than 100 years ibadah. So, that Wali Allah, when you had the hal of his sobat, due to his sobat, the kafir's hand didn't get burnt either. Haya, the fire had modesty, shame, that no, how can I burn this man's hand? Because he's got the company of the Wali Allah's hand as well. So the Wali Allah's sobat, when you sit in his sobat company, tell me, will Allah will not give to you at that time? Will he not give to you? Will Allah not give to you anything? Will you lose? Will you leave empty-handed? You'll get everything in the company of that Wali. Whatever's in that Wali Allah's, internally, you, due to his sobat, you'll also attain the same. Subhanallah. Ikhlas, sincerity, with love and muhabbat, with niyyah, with adab and with manners, aqeedah, belief in the shaykh, love in the shaykh, adab, don't be immodest, have haya, sharam, manners, that insan you've got sobat with, company with, don't have be'adbi, lack of manners, lack of respect, don't have behayai, lack of shame, then it cannot be that when you sit with the Wali Allah, and the Wali Allah cannot be that if he's a Wali Allah, he cannot be a Wali Allah, he cannot be a friend of Allah, if he doesn't have khawf, fear of Allah, and hope in Salim. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. All of them are wasteful dawah claims that I'm a Wali Allah, doesn't matter how lengthy titles, I am this, and elans, and announcements, and titles. He cannot be a Wali Allah. The first sign are two inside him. Khawf in Allah, and hope in Allah. And the hope in Allah will take him to such a high level. Every deed of his is according to the sunnah of Rasulullah. Because he's got to the high class practice. This is the kamal of his hope and his fear. And the khawf of his is so high that he leaves everything which is wrong. He says, no, I cannot do this. I cannot do this. Mutashabbihat, even the doubtful things, haram is haram, he'll never go towards that. But many things are halal, haram, doubtful, he leave the doubtful things as well. Because he wants to implement the high level practice. This is what develops within that person, khawf fear of Allah and the hope in Allah. When he's got these two things within him, then when we're in his sobat, company with good aqeedah, good belief, the right belief, which you have love in him, you have aqeedah in him, you have belief in him, you have adab and manners and khidmat. These four things my Hazrat Sahib said to me. In every letter Hazrat Sahib wrote to me, he'd say alongside that, that there's no benefit to me with these things. Benefit will be to you, that whatever's inside me, you will also take. Subhanallah. Remember these four factors, the four connections. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen. So what beautiful point the Ramadan surah say. Have you understood? Subhanallah. Come, let's recite the ruchari.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina. Ya Allah wa ya Rahman wa ya Rahim. Qabooliyat ka waqt hai, ya Allah. Teri tafsir naamat ki barish hai mere maula. Ya Allah, tu har dua ko is waqt qabool farma rahe mere maula. Ya Allah, tu hum sab ki bakhshish farma de. Ya Allah, hum tujhse dua mangte hain, hum sab ki bakhshish farma de. Hamari khataon ko maaf farma de. ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہم پہ کرم فرما دے یا اللہ یہ رمضان ہمارا سلامتی والا رمضان بنا دے اے اللہ اس کے سلام سلامتی عطا فرما دے اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل کرم سے آج جو بھی دعائیں ہم نے ذکر کے مانگی میرے مولا سب قبول فرما دے وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق محمد وعلی صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. Yeah.